I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have a special guest right now that spent some time in Chargers camp this year. Spent actually a long time. Went all the way from rookie minicamp through all the way to camp. So he's got a pretty good idea of what the flavor of the Chargers are, played in 4 preseason games. And that, of course, is former Pitt linebacker and also my son. Elijah Zeiss. Elijah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's a shame that we don't speak on the phone unless we do this radio thing.
Yeah. You know, I guess it is. But, you know, now we're doing this radio thing, I see you more than ever. So.
No, that's good. And I'm glad that you're a part of it. Elijah, obviously, the Chargers were a team that you're very familiar with. You look at what they have. You're pretty familiar with their defense. What kind of attack do you anticipate from their defense? First of all, you know, what is it? Is it a 3-4? Is it a 4-3? Will they blitz a lot? What were your impressions of the Chargers defense when you were there?
Well, they're a team that likes to get after it, and I think that's what we'll definitely see tonight. You know, they're one of the in the league, they're like one of the top teams as far as rushing the quarterback goes, and I don't think they're going to slow down now that they got Duck Hodges back there. And so I think on Sunday night you'll definitely see a lot of pressure trying to make him, you know, uncomfortable. I think the game plan going into it is they're just going to try and make Devlin Hodges try and beat them, you know.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they probably are going to come with pressure. That's what happens when you have a rookie quarterback. They've got some pretty good players, guys that you actually lined up with or whatever, at linebacker. And also, of course, they've got Ingram and Bosa, you know, at the edge rushers. The linebackers, did they ask their linebackers to do a lot in coverage, or are they guys that come forward and just smack the running backs?
No, that's honestly, that's the interesting about the defense. Why it was hard for a college kid like me to try and pick up. They actually don't like the linebackers being downhill. They want you to pop your feet and then play everything laterally. And so they do that because they definitely want you to try and be more effective in coverage. They try and take away all those intermediate routes that usually happen right behind the linebackers. So your digs, and then they have they're called specials, which are pretty much, they're just over routes. Those are the two big routes that they want linebackers to try and take away. And so that's why they have us not going downhill. And, you know, it kind of makes them susceptible to the run game, just because you're kind of leaving your defensive line on an island. They're pretty much taking on double teams until the linebackers read if it's run or pass. So,
yeah, well, that's going to be interesting because the Steelers don't really run the ball that well.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, but you know, they're basically, you know, another one of your former teammates, James Conner, needs to sort of get this in gear this week.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely what they need to do. You know, and I think, like I said, the way they play defense, if there was ever a week to try and, you know, get a bit of a running game going, it would be this week, just because, you know, the Steelers offensive line is, you know, pretty good, pretty experienced. And so I think, you know, you could at least get 3 or 4 yards a run just based on the scheme of the defense. So,
yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. Now, you got to see a little bit of the offense. They've got some pretty good players on offense. When you were there, I guess Melvin Gordon wasn't playing, but you kind of know what he's like. This is a pretty explosive offense, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think the game plan as far as the Steelers defense could be, I mean, I don't think it takes a brain surgeon to figure it out. Anyone who watched the game last season knows that the game plan should be not to let any linebackers cover the receivers. You know, the receivers are way too good of route runners to have any linebackers covering them, and so that'll definitely be the thing you want to watch for.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I mean, it should be, I think, a good game. You know, but to your point, the way that the Chargers play defense and get downhill after the quarterback, you know, with a rookie, I guess that's going to be the determining factor of the game, is how do the Steelers, A, handle all that pressure, and B, how does that quarterback handle that pressure?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of screen passes, whether it's to James or it's those little jailbreak screens to guys like Juju. You're going to see a lot of that in this game. I can guarantee you that.
Absolutely. So basically what you're saying, Mike Tomlin said on Monday that their philosophy is just very kind of be fundamentally sound and keep everything sort of in front of them. Is that sort of what you learned when you were out there?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely it. They don't really care about the underneath stuff. Like I said, the defense is pretty much schemed around and trying to take away those intermediate to deeper routes, like the digs and the specials and stuff like that, because those are the routes that'll kill you. And so they're more than happy with letting, you know, all the stuff underneath go.
Elijah, great stuff. I guess you're going to be on the pregame on Sunday?
That's correct.
And you'll be able to share more insights into the Chargers and all that other stuff. Hopefully I run into you before that.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll see you down on the North Shore at your favorite place, burning, smoking a cigar or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, Elijah, it's Elijah Zeiss, former Chargers player. He gave us some insight on the Chargers there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.